What is going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and in this video, I want to discuss multicast DNS. So guys, one of you asked me about this technology, multicast DNS, and I never heard about it until you asked me about it. So I started researching about it, and actually I'm interested to make a video about it and talk about it. And then it just changes the way I think, right? It's not really a new technology, but it's just a new way of thinking, right? So how about we discuss it? So if I have a local area network, guys, right? So where we have a bunch of machine, Wi-Fi, mobile phone, laptops, and all of them are connected to a Wi-Fi router, or just a router, it doesn't have to be a Wi-Fi router, right? And these are become in the same subnet, right? Network engineer, correct me if I say something stupid, please. All right, so yeah, they will all become in the same subnet, and they will all have a configuration called a gateway. And that gateway is the router, and packets that we don't know where to forward will go to always to the router. So that's the goal, right? So when it comes to DNS, there are two types of DNS, right, guys? There are DNS that are public, right? With, hey, I want to go to google.com, right? Google.com, if I'm going to make a DNS query, I need to query the DNS provider. So that's Cloudflare or 8888 or 1111, right? So that you need to make a call to that and a UDP call to that 1111. And 1111 is not in your LAN, right? It's not anywhere. My IP is 192.168.1.3, right? And 111 is not on my subnet. So I don't know. Router, take care of this. I don't know what's 111. So the router will take that and will immediately forward the request to the DNS provider 1111, and will say, okay, oh, Google is this IP address. Here you go. Go ahead and make that request. That's one way of doing it. So the machines will have this configuration in them, right? So, oh, this is your DNS provider. The other approach is to have the Wi-Fi or the router itself have that DNS provider in them, right? So in this case, what happens here is, and instead of asking 1111, I will ask the router, and the router will make the decision for me. And most configuration, I think, is like that. Your DNS provider is your gateway. And in this case, you send the request to the DNS, to the router, and the router will decide, okay, what's my DNS? Sometimes it's your default ISP, sometimes it's 111, and so on, right? So you can do that. That's two approaches, right? So how about the actual internal host names, right? If I have a host name, my machine is called machine one, and this is machine two, and machine three, and I want to telnet into machine three, and it has a port 23 open, or I want to consume port 80, it has a web server, Node.js running onto it, and I want to consume it, machine three, right? Machine three is a host name, right? What is the IP address of that? So what we do is same thing. We ask the router, if the router is the DNS provider, and the router will basically answer this question for us. And it will know because that entry actually existed in the router, because when machine three connected to the router, it says, hey, I'm machine three, and obviously, give me an IP address, that's the DHCP protocol, and it says, hey, machine three, that's your IP address, and I'm going to make sure I know this. So now, if you ask the router, it doesn't have to ask anybody. It knows it has a local table where that's information. So same thing, machine two, machine three, machine one, everybody's asking this router, and that router have the knowledge of the DNS. Now, you are always asking the router for these configurations, right? So if machine one want to ask where machine three is, we'll go to the router as well. Machine seven, go to the router. So all of these nodes don't have knowledge about the DNS. They have to go to this central location. So multi-DNS come to the picture. What if you don't have this router thing? What if you don't have this configuration that says, hey, I am your DNS provider, you're gonna talk to me, all right? And then says, no. Multi-DNS is the idea of having everybody to have essentially listening to port 5353, I believe, to be their own DNS, right? And in this case, what you do is, if you say, hey, where's machine three? Machine three, you're gonna ask everybody. It's called multicast. You send literally to the whole network in the mesh. You send it, where is machine 3? And everybody, whoever machine 3 is, will respond. The rest will discard the message, essentially, right? So in this case, machine 3, when it gives me a message, oh, what's your DNS, what's your IP address, it will not respond just to the machine 1. It will respond to everybody. And just like that, everybody got that knowledge, and they will update their table. So that's kind of faster, if you think about it, right? Instead of every machine having to always communicate with the router, yeah, it's not really much because there's not much latency between yourself and the router, but some network engineers will tear you apart here because they will say, no, that's not right. They will say that there is some latency, but yeah, it's not much, but it's always better to have things cached. If someone knows the answer, I will definitely take that information and cache it for future use. So that's essentially a multicast in a nutshell. And it's also called zero configuration. Now that I don't understand, because I did some configuration, because how the heck did I listen to port 5353 to be a DNS, right? There is some sort of configuration. I guess when it says zero configuration, there is no dependence on the router itself. And network engineers, please correct me if I said anything wrong and if there is anything that I missed in this technology. But I found it fascinating, so I wanted to talk about it. And it's just interesting. I don't know if we can implement this at a larger scale, because it was going to be definitely great idea, right, to have multicast DNS, but we cannot scale to the internet, unfortunately. Alas. All right, guys, quick video to talk about multi DNS. Hope you enjoy it. See you in the next one. Goodbye.